I could now see that he was a white man, like myself, and that his features were even pleasing. His skin, wherever it was exposed, was burnt by the sun, even his lips were black, and his fair eyes looked quite startling in so dark a face. Of all the beggarmen that I'd seen or fancied, he was the chief for raggedness. He was clothed with tatters of old ship's canvas and old sea cloth, and this extraordinary patchwork was all held together by a system of the most various and incongruous fastenings. Brass buttons, bits of sticks, and loops of tarry gaskin. About his waist he wore an old brass-buckled leather belt, which was the one thing solid in his whole accoutrement.
3 years! I cried. Were you shipwrecked?
Nay, mate, said he. Marooned!
I had heard the word, and I knew it stood for a horrible kind of punishment, common enough among the buccaneers, in which the offender is put ashore with a little powder and shot, and left behind on some desolate and distant island.
"Marooned 3 years agone," he continued, "and lived on goats since then, and berries and oysters. Wherever a man is, says I, a man can do for himself. But, mate, my heart is sore for Christian diet. You mightn't happen to have a piece of cheese about you now? No? Oh, well, many's the long night I've dreamed of cheese, toasted mostly, and woke up again, and here I were.